breathing, just sinking in. A part of you right now is powering down, and another part of you is powering up. That is the power, once again, of these moments of pause, yes, but also intentional connection with and the amplification of the aspect of self, your expanded self, that has woven itself together into this collective configuration of light. That is this group. And of course, we then are part of larger and larger groups and grids. Power down. And powering up. Good. What comes through, what comes up for us this week is very short. It's a phrase. And there are a couple of different ways that we're going to look at it and feel into it. The phrase is, stand by yourself. Stand by yourself. So there are three primary messages that have been coming through for a couple of days now around this, in this. And the first that we're going to look at is the idea of stand by yourself, meaning line up with yourself, back yourself up in your choices, in your mission. Line up with yourself in current time as though you chose this because you did. You did. As a master of light, you chose this earth mission. And I say that as though it's a wonderful thing. And we are blessed indeed to be here together, to be doing this together. Line up with that. Line up with your choices, with what feels right for you, especially in relation to that sense of your mission, the alignment, that vertical alignment. What feels right for you? What is right for you? What is supportive of you? What are you needing? Stand by yourself. Back yourself up. Because that self that is coming online more and more, it is the self, the expanded aspect, the, dare I say, your true self, your true nature aspect that is coming in, that you are embodying more and more and more. Stand by that self. There is a way that we can invert that a little bit, and maybe in older parlance we would say there's a sort of a shadow way that we can look at that also. Wherein you say, stand by your choices. No more of this surreptitious engagement with lower frequency bandwidths or substances and things. And I'm not saying you have to stop that now. It's that this is your path and you do what feels right. But the message here, the sort of shadow or the backside, the flip side message of this was line up with those choices too. When you're about to whatever, put something in your mouth, light something up, whatever it is, switch something on and watch it. And you know that it is not in the alignment of the support of this mission, your higher self, your highest, purest expression, and why you came to this planet. Line up with that choice. I is a master of light incarnate. I is an aspect of source incarnate, of love incarnate. I am now going to light this, eat this, watch this, drink this. Knowing that it is going to not dim your light. The light that you are cannot be dimmed, period. What things like that do is they almost create a sort of a separation. There's a distance, your human aspect, which is the one that is still grasping and holding on to those things. Your human aspect simply feels further and further from the light of your true nature. And so the human aspect's experience is that the light dims. Now, of course, this is not space and time, and you're not, you know, moving distance-wise in that, but it's just the best way to explain it. The light that you are does not dim. The human aspect pulls itself away from that. So that's kind of it's an edgy practice. Stand by yourself there too. Now, in that case, we would perhaps put a finer point on it and say your small s self. As we said, that's your human aspect. That is still engaging with those energetic bundles. All right then, stand by that, line up with that choice, and you're going to very quickly feel the vibrational differential, meaning you're going to feel the massive gap. It is not a match. It is not a match to you. Just letting that sink in for a moment so you can almost play with that broadly by saying the first way is stand by yourself, capital S self, true nature aspect, line up with that. And the flip side of that is stand by yourself, small s self. Line up with those choices, really shine the light on it. And try, as a master of light and love and source incarnate, you quite frankly are not going to be able to line up with that. So things will probably change quite quickly with a practice such as that, if you really are going to get edgy with it. That this will incinerate that human aspect that is still grasping and clinging onto that in a state of forgetting. The second way to look at this, the second expression of this little phrase is this. stand by yourself. Stand apart. Be alone with yourself. The body more and more needs to be able to sink into your vibrational signature. That has got to be its home base. And for a lot of us, the body navigates, and of course all of the aspects of the human construct are navigating actually through a veritable ocean of frequencies and vibrations, bandwidths, organic and inorganic. And we are, at best, we're equipped to do that. If we're lined up, if we've got that vertical alignment, if our horizontal alignment, we're stabilized out, we can navigate the human realms, the third and fourth dimensional human realms. That as we move forward on the ascension path, more and more, the other side of this is you're going to want to stand by yourself more and more. You know this already, you're feeling this already. Be alone. But here's a fun little thing, different from, say, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when there was so much emphasis on work. Now, we might suggest, stand by yourself, be alone, and not actually do anything. Not actually work on anything. Work to fix or correct or notice your thoughts or anything like that. Remember, one of the big shifts that is going on here as far as our personal experience of navigating the ascension, for lack of a better term, phases, is that we need to trust the true nature that is emerging more and more. It is no longer incumbent upon us or necessary for us to monitor every word that we say, and you can say this word but not that word, and that is not required as much anymore, because the momentum of ascension is such that the majority of you is anchored in that light aspect. Even though there's times where the human aspect, for every single one of us, we get into a wobble, we get into a spin, and we completely forget that, and we doubt that doubt. Big one sometimes, big one. So what does trusting that true nature aspect of your being, what does that look like and feel like? Well, one thing it means, it's a lot less of the quote-unquote working on yourself. It's going to be more stillness, more silence, more noticing, you might say, well, I'm not noticing anything when I'm still in silent. And so that's where trust also comes in. Trusting the light that you are, trusting the connection that you have. Trusting the fact that there are millions and millions and millions of us on this planet right now, supporting you. Yes, you. The human aspect does not exist in a bandwidth that can really, really deeply feel that. Maybe it comes down to that, really. So it is going to be a test of trust for the human aspect. But there's an aspect of you that powered up at the beginning that just knows that you're as excited as all hell listening to me talk right now, because you know it. You know it. This standing by yourself, it is about noticing also and getting to know, perhaps, that capital S self aspect of you that is emerging more and more, that you are embodying more and more. Stand by yourself. Feel the feeling of your body, your being, your mind. It matters not what it's all doing. And this way of playing with that phrase really flows beautifully into the last iteration of this, the last facet of this that we're meant to look at today. And that is, stand, it's going to seem funny, like I'm just playing, just making sport of emphasizing different words in one phrase. Stand by yourself. Now, meaning stand near yourself, meaning don't necessarily stand with yourself. Okay, what do I mean by this? In this case, self is the small s self. Don't necessarily stand and show up and live and experience and express and respond and react from that self. Just be by it, be near it, observe it. Because a lot is coming up through that. Your human aspect is like it's a pattern in the quantum field, and it was constructed with a lot of different energies, and a lot of them were not you. A lot of people would say most of them, the vast majority of those patterns, energy bundles, distortion patterns, are not you. So this is a big part of the ascension process. We've been doing this now for a good couple of years. Not, as I would say, no longer pitching your tent in that human construct as far as your primary perceptual set point, your vibrational set point, your primary identification. So just stand by, just stand near it, observe. And that is part of that silence as well. And again, and this I understand totally, this runs contrary to what we were told, what most of us trained in and we held up as something that was just absolutely necessary, which is this near continuous self-examination and correction. Now, I would say that some degree of that is actually fantastic. It's great as a process, as a practice, as a commitment to looking deeply, to understanding, to having the courage to sift through and discern what to keep, what to change. However, of late, as the supportive energies have stepped up, we've talked about this before, everything from the solar flares to the cosmic rays to the photon belt that apparently our solar system is spiraling through, to coming on the planet, the collective, the mass awakening that is happening on the planet more and more and more. Your own personal commitment to your path, your awakening, your ascension, your upliftment. That all has had a tremendous effect. And these have all accelerated the process, and they're very supportive of this process of transmutation, of alchemizing energy bundles. And we could say some of them are for the collective, some of them you could call them karma. It's got a bit of an old energy edge to it. For whatever reason, if it is moving through you, then you are the exit portal for that. You are the alchemical flame that can transmute that. Trust that. So there is a lot moving through the human construct. Remember, the human construct is not you. It is a collection of energies woven together. Most of it is not you. So you're going to just watch, listen. I mean, in a way, it's in your own head, so it's hard not to listen to some of the things that go through, but... So the catch then is, don't wrestle it to the ground. It's trying to leave. Don't tackle it at the door and wrestle it to the ground when it's trying to leave, right? So meaning, don't grab a hold of a thought and go, oh my God, I can't believe I just thought that. Or, oh God, there's that memory again. Oh, that's just so terrible, or something like that. Don't tackle it at the door. Let it go. Let it move. It is just an energetic pulse zipping through some wiring that got laid down a long time ago. Let it move. Just stand by that self. And you being able to anchor more in the light that you are, that is going to help that transmutation process so much. And that, okay, I can feel we could extrapolate further. The aspect of the world, the dream of the third, fourth dimensional earth, the madness of third, fourth dimensional earth, and that small s self, of course, is plugged more into that. So this could also be about, you know, information portals, pieces of information. Could be sanctioned by the mainstream. It could be pieces of information that are circulating in the alternative flows. But if it hooks that small s self and destabilizes, then same thing applies. Don't wrestle it to the ground and start to emote all over the place about it. That is all because what is going on in the world, the madness that was, is, and quite probably will be coming up, but it's all gonna be okay, ultimately, but that sort of madness it is, it's just a macrocosmic representation of what we were just talking about with the small s self. Old energy patterns that were laid down, not by you, I promise you, woven into the fabric of the organic earth, the organic earth grids, the organic humans, the organic, all of that. There's inorganic programming that got woven in. It is not you. Just watch it go. And together we hold open the portal of release for that, the release valve. We do that together. And then, do you love it, how beautiful this is? We go right back to, like an Ouroboros, we go right back to the very first one, the probably the purest expression of this, stand by yourself, capital S self. You anchor there. You line up there in the purity of your radiant beingness. In the purity of your precious heart. In the blazing light of your divinity, you anchor there. You rise there. You stand there. And oh, Master, can you feel it? If we all stand there, this would all shift in an instant. So let us do that. I will do it for you, and you do it for me. You do it for everyone else in this group. And then we can turn as we stand. We know we can turn looking to one side and the other, and I will see you there. I will see you right beside me, standing. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.